And it's time for today's commentary, sponsored by Washington Federal, and coming to you from Washington, D.C. As you know, on Tuesday, voters in Seattle decided to approve the idea of democracy vouchers. And sitting here at the nation's capital and looking down Pennsylvania Avenue, I can almost see the Supreme Court shaking under its black robes, because this is the first time a city has adopted something like this. Ever since the Supreme Court's corporations are people decision, there's been this feeling that rich people control everything. I know Donald Trump argues that it's precisely because he is so rich that he can't be bought, but you could also argue that, well, that's because he already is bought. But in Seattle, from now on, ordinary voters will be empowered with democracy vouchers to blunt the influence of big money. Starting next year, every registered voter in Seattle, rich or poor, will be awarded 4 democracy vouchers, which are coupons worth $25 each when cashed by a qualified candidate. Candidates who accept them will have to agree to limit themselves to small contributions, and they have various other restrictions, thereby guaranteeing they can't be bought. And there you have it, honest elections. Or at least honester elections. By the way, the vouchers are not transferable, and if you try to sell them, you could be found guilty of a crime called trafficking in a democracy voucher. Just try to get a job with that on your record. Of course, the question is, will this work? We'll find out next year. But it certainly should work, because when every voter, rich or poor, is armed with their 4 democracy vouchers, a candidate will know when he rings that doorbell that he's not just talking to a voter. He's talking to a voter with $100. Take that, rich people.